Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Boy, when we talk about community, this is something that I'm very excited for you to hear about because I can't think of anything that features community more than this. We want to welcome to KDWA Deacon Rod Walker. He is a deacon with the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and you've been a deacon, I think, for maybe a year and a half, two and a half. I can't remember, so I'm going to learn more.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome to you, Deacon Rod. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been kind of busy of late, doing some home blessings again this spring, in particular the Easter season, the time between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday. So we're coming to the close of that season, and the church traditionally does home blessings during that time of year, not just only at that time of year, but that's kind of a focal time for home blessings. So I've been doing that with the associate pastor. Father Matt has been helping me out, and it's been great. We've been out meeting people and blessing homes. It's been a real blessing to us, too.
Well, I know that you started this last year, and it was during lockdown with COVID when Easter happened, and then that was a pretty special time. But I love the story that you told last year about how this idea came to you.
Yeah, I was relatively newly ordained when the pandemic and the shutdown started. And I was kind of feeling a little sorry for myself. There wasn't much I was able to do with ministry work, obviously, at that time. And I was just praying about it one night, and I just had a sense that there was something I could do. And I was looking up some blessings in my blessing book, not house blessings, but others. And I came across that, and I'm like, oh, wow, I wonder if I could do this during the pandemic. So, you know, I talked with our pastor, Father Dave, and he said, sure, go ahead. So last year, all the blessings were outside, meaning that they were like at the front door, which worked out great because the weather was great. Every day that I did that last year, the weather was awesome. And so the family would be at their front door, and we would go through the blessing rite and do some sprinkling with holy water and things like that outside. But this year, I leave it up to people, you know, do they want to do it inside or outside? And it's been kind of an even mix of doing that. And last weekend was Father Matt's. I was gone, so I haven't got an update from him, but I'm sure people are very excited to have us in their house without a mask on, perhaps, if everybody's vaccinated properly. So that's a joy to see people's faces, and they can see mine and Father Matt's. So that's a real joy to be able to actually, fully human communication is a good thing.
And when you bless a house, if somebody's listening and their house is not blessed, I don't want them to feel bad. What actually is a house blessing? And it's just an added benefit, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not required by any way, shape, or form. So when I was ordained, I was given the Book of Blessings. So it's a very thick book. And so the church over the centuries has developed specific prayers for specific things to be blessed. You know, it could be a boat, or it could be a birthday blessing, and you know, all those kinds of just a wide variety of things. And so the blessing itself follows that formula. There's some prayers in there, some intercessory prayers, and there's a short gospel reading for the season of Easter, and then there's some intercessory prayers, and then I usually open that up for the family to add any prayers they would like to add. And then towards the conclusion, there's actually the sprinkling rite. The deacon or priest sprinkles the home. Could be inside rooms, could be the front door, whatever the homeowners are comfortable with holy water. And you know, it's a lot like, at least in the Catholic tradition, we bless ourselves in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit with our sign with our hand. And you know, that's really just signifying that we are taking a moment to recognize that, you know, the God and his son Christ in our life. And really a home blessing just kind of does that same thing, but it's for that structure you live in. And it just puts that sense of God's presence in that home a little bit differently or stronger perhaps than maybe it was before. And that's just the hope that there is that sense there that something special was, you know, just conferred on the home. And I think that's what people are looking for.
Why is it done primarily during the Easter season?
You know, I am not totally sure of that, but I did a little research and checked the, you know, the history out on it. I didn't find a good answer for that, other than, you know, it's certainly a time of renewal. And in the Easter season itself, it's, you know, it's 7 weeks following Easter Sunday. And I think a lot of people, you know, I was the same way, you know, until recently. You look at Easter as that one-day event that happens on that Sunday post-resurrection. But the Easter season, the church liturgical season of Easter, is actually a seven-week season. So there's lots of celebration. I mean, Easter is a celebratory time, and there should be celebration going on, you know, continually. And then that's kind of the crescendo of that then is Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles in the upper room, and then they're sent, and they actually have, through that sort of intervention of the Holy Spirit, they're given the courage and the strength to actually go out and change the world, which they do.
Oh, Deacon, you know what? I think this is a step towards changing the world. I think it's such a beautiful thing to get out, and we are supposed to evangelize. And I told you the story before we went on the air, but we actually had somebody, after we posted this on our KDWA Facebook page, reach out to us and say, do I have to be Catholic to have this house blessing? And the answer was no.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anybody that would like to have a house blessing, you know, I am more than open to that. I've blessed one home so far that were not, they weren't Catholics, they weren't members of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And then I have another one coming up here Friday. So I'm very happy to do that. God's grace is ecumenical. And if we can, you know, as a Catholic deacon, as Catholic clergy, if I can impart that grace in any way on anybody, any time of the day, I'll do it. You know, that's what I'm called to do. I'm called to be present in the world. And as a deacon, I'm called to be a servant of Christ. And that's a servant that has no limitations on who, when, and where. If, you know, that's part of evangelization. I have no boundaries. I think that's probably the right word with the grace of ordination and what I do. So I'm more than happy to do that.
Deacon Rod, are you so excited about all the new houses going up? And you're thinking, you're like, next year I'll be very busy.
I tell you what, it's a little surprising to
you should
see
have some flyers made, and I'll help you go door to door. How's that?
Well, that'd be all right. Yeah, that would actually be a really good way to welcome people.
Wouldn't
into
it be? Absolutely. Yeah. I can't think of a better housewarming gift than to have your house blessed.
True. I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. I've done door-to-door stuff before.
Yeah, you would have no problem
with
that.
I can handle rejection. I know how it works. So, Deacon Rod, this house blessing, you've been doing it now for this Easter season. And before we went on the air, you were talking a little bit about how this year is a little bit different than last year. People are maybe feeling a little bit more comfortable with where they stand with the pandemic, and there's not the fear that there was last year. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Last year, I certainly sensed and understand and felt the same way. There was this kind of fear of the unknown, you know, and I think back to, you know, April and May of last year and how little we knew and how much we just simply needed to trust God's grace in our lives to get us through this. It's been a tough, you know, what is it, 14, 15 months now?
Yes.
I sit back and I go, man, I never dreamed that here we would be in spring of 2021 and just starting to emerge from this. But, you know, thank God for the vaccines and sort of the rapid deployment there, you know, and thank God to all the people who, you know, work in those clinics. I received my shot through the Dakota County public health process, and man, what a well-oiled machine that was. I was just amazed how many people they were bringing through, doing it quickly. It was very professional, and thanks be to God, there are many, many places like that that have been just taking, you know, just mass quantities of people and getting it done. And so that's why we're starting to sense some freedom here and some sense of normalcy finally. So I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, and I know people are too, and they might think, well, you know, things are good. We don't need to have our home blessed. Well, you know, the two weren't directly tied to each other, but, you know, any time that you think your home just could use a little extra boost in grace, that's a good time to have your home blessed. And maybe even as a Thanksgiving for, you know, the better news that we've received in the last week or two.
Even if you've had your home blessed before, you're still a candidate for a blessing in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what the proper interval would be, but I think that's really up to each family. A house, that's the domestic church for every Christian household. That's the model that God designed. And, you know, those domestic churches can go through some real difficulties at times, you know, job losses, or perhaps an addiction arises that just was never even thought possible, and all these things. And, you know, sometimes difficulties in life, we tend to start separating ourselves from the love of God because maybe we, you know, decide that, hey, it's God's fault, you know, so I start stepping back. And when we step back from the grace of God, that provides opportunity for certain darkness to just sort of enter in our lives and, you know, even enter into our homes. It just becomes perhaps resident in our homes sometimes. And it's spring cleaning. It just needs to be cleaned out. And, I remember as a kid growing up, when mom would open up the house and start cleaning the house in the spring, and you would smell that fresh air and all
and
that
Lysol.
Stuff.
You'd go, remember Lysol?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? That was spring, and that smelled
no
darn
kidding.
Good.
No kidding. No, I think that's a perfect way to look at this. It's a good spring cleaning. So you are still available, Deacon Rod, if people still want to get a home blessing?
Yeah, I'm available, and Father Matt would be available for sure, too. But we won't have the routine of the schedule, so we'd have to schedule things individually. And, you know, we'll work that out.
Perfect.
And, with the individuals, yeah.
Then they could call C's Church at 651-437-4254 if, in fact, they want to schedule something with you?
Correct, yeah.
Perfect. I know that you just returned from a conference of deacons, and that was held in South Dakota. Is that something that's ongoing, or what was that about, please?
Yeah, so this conference was for deacons in the region, and I was really quite pleased to see a really good representation from all of the dioceses in Minnesota plus in South Dakota. And so there were roughly about 50 to 55 deacons there. And the purpose was kind of a three-day conference just to get away from everything. And we were at former Benedictine Abbey near Millbank, South Dakota. I don't know if anybody knows where Millbank is, but it's just into South Dakota off of Highway 12, about 15 miles across the South Dakota border. Sitting out on this hill in the middle of South Dakota, kind of the rolling hills of that part of the country, and it just has an awesome view. So the monastery was built by the Benedictines in the 50s and 60s, and their main function there was to minister to the Native American, the indigenous people in South Dakota and North Dakota, and that was kind of their home monastery, and then they would actually go out from there. And they'd been doing that for, you know, 80 years prior, but they finally built a monastery there. Anyway, the Benedictines that were there probably 2010-ish or so decided that they would be closing. They just didn't have enough staff and enough ordained priests and brothers there to maintain the large facility. It's a large, very large facility. And so they went, I believe it's in Illinois. They all kind of consolidated there. And through the grace of God, there were a group of people around that Millbank area that just couldn't see the monastery kind of just fade away. And so they were able to purchase the monastery at a very reasonable price. And they've created a nonprofit now, and that exists as, it's called Blue Cloud, originally called Blue Cloud Abbey. It's now called Abbey of the Hills. And it's a retreat center that's open for various things, and some of it church-related, some of it not. They're a good blend of various things there. I know they have some like music camp type stuff there once in a while too, and a whole wide variety. But, you know, you can go out on the web and look them up. It's Abbey of the Hills, and technically it's Marvin, South Dakota, I think is their address. It's a beautiful place, and we were able to spend some significant time discussing preaching and development of homilies and how to go deeper into Scripture. And I think that was really beautiful, you know, getting that sort of training from theologian from Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit. And we were blessed to have a Monsignor with us as our spiritual pastor for the weekend. And it was great for everybody.
And what has been the best part of your deacon vocation so far, please?
Well, the best part is just having conversations with people. I'll use the home blessings I've been doing so far this year. Every one of them that I have been able to go and bless their home, you know, we have some time for a little just conversation. And I so much enjoy just talking to people and finding a little bit more out about them and their history. And, you know, there's usually something in the home that I'll ask them about, and then that starts a conversation. And those are just great blessings for me. I just leave with just this joy in my heart because, you know, God created us to converse with each other, not to communicate strictly with our thumbs or our fingers, you know. And that is such an art that is dying. I just am so grateful to be part of that actual face-to-face conversation with people. And that's the gift I received by going. It's just to get to understand their stories a little bit deeper. And then, you know, we know each other a little better. And so we can have, you know, other conversations are just more natural as things progress. So, you know, might meet in the grocery store or somewhere else. And that's just a blessing.
Well, you're a blessing, Deacon Rod Walker. Thank you so much. House blessings are still going on. And if you missed the official timing, Father Matt Shireman or Deacon Rod Walker would be very happy to come and just give C's Church a call and they can set something up. I think it's a beautiful thing you're doing. Thank you so much. And thank you for your time today, Deacon Rod. We wish you continued success and continued grace and blessings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.